Well, Curtis, no sunshine today, right? But tomorrow we're locked in for the home opener.
Yeah, well, the sun will come out tomorrow at first pitch.
Okay.
Big day at Fenway Park, going to be in the 60s. Beautiful.
Can't wait. Are we have any inside information on the festivities leading up to first pitch tomorrow at Fenway?
Sam Kennedy has only said one person will not be throwing out the first pitch
tomorrow. Oh, okay.
That's me.
That's you, yeah.
I don't know. It's probably my guess would be maybe Wick. That'd be kind of a cool thing.
Oh,
okay.
They're all close, right. Obviously.
Well, what about,
they just won a championship.
Ooh. Well, Celtics won the championship, so it ought to be Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and the Unicorn.
I thought you were going with new owner William Chisholm.
Yeah, he's actually Pags is catching.
They're welcoming the 1975 team mark the 50th anniversary of their AL championship win.
Ooh. Oh, Pudge is at Fenway.
That was in my wheelhouse. Is Freddie Lynn still with us? Or?
Oh, yeah. He's better than all of us.
I don't want to jinx anybody.
He had two knee replacements. He told me all about it once, and he feels great.
What about Bernie Carbo? Will he be available, Curtis?
Your favorite Red Sox?
The card part gets me every time.
Ooh. The national anthem will be performed by the Boston Arts Academy Treble All-Stars.
Oh, excellent. Right.
That's why Santo's going.
And a flyover.
Was James Taylor not available?
They should have gotten Noah.
For the 100th time? Let's see. What is, I don't know, I enjoy the back and forth, obviously, in the Twitch chat. I don't know what D sees it. D sees it as like, Fred Lynn, question mark? Yes. In the 1970s, Freddie Lynn, the center fielder, was my guy.
All right.
So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if you weren't alive then or whatever, but just let it flow. Let the vibe flow. Speaking of Twitch, you can watch this show on Twitch every single day, and it is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit: tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. And just visit springersjewelers.com. And it is indeed the home opener tomorrow. First pitch, 2:10 on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And, of course, on the Odyssey app all season long. Curtis, good morning. Your lead today.
So, yesterday we were discussing the big meeting of Robert Kraft. And then we talked about the Parcells into the Patriots Hall of Fame. And I feel like Robert Kraft is lost right now, because he'll have you believe for 31 years he never set a budget. So if you never did anything that had anything to do with the team's success, why should you be in the Hall of Fame in the first place? And the one hiring that he made, and he has admitted to making, was an abject disaster in Gerard Mayo. And he compounded the failure of that hiring by doing nothing to help a guy that he knew was getting the job prematurely succeed. And then you knew the only thing that Mayo needed was time, and Kraft didn't give him that. Not saying he should have, just saying if you're going to judge him on that. So Ken put up a poll.
Does he get credit for the Bill Belichick hire?
Oh, of course.
Okay, all right.
Right, but I agree 1,000%, but Ken put up a poll, five years, who do you blame more for why the team has failed? And I blame Robert Kraft, because you had the ability to change things. When Bill Belichick went into your office, or you found out through Robin Glazer that they were making Joe Judge and Patricia the offensive coaches, you probably found that out in May or June when Mac was pissed. You could have made a change. Like, it's your team. You own it. So you can't sit idly by and say that you were powerless. And that's what I don't understand. It's like he stands there and does these aw shucks things and was like, I never set the budget. So, Robert, if you're like all of us and you watch all these great players become available, you didn't say, what are we doing? Did you ever push to spend more money and you were refuted? That would really be the question.
Yeah.
Did you ever tell Bill, or did you tell, you know, Elliot Wolf or whomever, that you wanted the team to spend and they said no? Because I find that impossible to believe. Do you think there would ever be a head coach that said no? I don't want better players?
In fact, the one time in recent memory that this team did spend a lot, Bill immediately came out and pointed out that they had been near last in spending for the last decade or whatever. So, I mean, no.
So if you're Robert Kraft, right, and you're the guy that sat on the bleachers, and I don't know who says it more, like Sam Kennedy grew up a mile from Fenway Park or Robert Kraft sat on the bleachers. But if you're a fan like all of us, then why the F are you sitting and watching your team spend at the bottom of the league for a decade?
That's because you had Brady and Bill.
Yeah.
You felt like you could get away with it. And then once you no longer had Tom, you had to kind of change your whole financial philosophy. And you only did it that 1 year, like the Henry Judon year where they spent all that money. And then for whatever reason, that was it. But I think you're I would think he's starting to realize that in order for us to be competitive, we have to spend money.
Okay, Curtis, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will get to Courtney's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead coming up next. And then at 7:20, they said it. A full back and forth on what they said yesterday, and that includes what Christian Campbell said about suddenly owing the Commonwealth of Massachusetts a little bit of money to cover the millionaire's tax. So that is all coming up on today's show right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.